Hello, good morning, welcome to the English programme with me, Steve. It is, about 9:30. It's November 29th, we're getting ready for the beginning of December. Oh yes, indeed, we have lots of Christmas bits and pieces to get through. You've been sending in your favourite Christmas poems and hymns and even jokes. Oh yes, I've been asking you to send in your Christmas jokes. And we shall be going through them all December. So I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, I have often, or the English programme has often been criticised by some of you, and, you know, I'm quite happy to be criticised because I think it's an important part of any sort of creative venture. If you're doing podcasting or broadcasting or even dancing or singing, it's important people feel free to say, listen, Steve, what you're doing is rubbish. You need to change what you're doing, or we think you're not doing it properly, you're not doing your job or taking it seriously enough. And some of the criticism we get relates to the fact that we seem to give off a sort of perception that we're very sort of pro-conservatives and pro Cameron. It may have something to do with the fact that I have often said I support the Conservatives. Maybe that's what it is, maybe something else, I don't know. But I think it's often been said that you need to be balanced, and even your friends sometimes deserve criticism. That's why I'm quite happy. Well, not happy, but I'm quite at ease to talk about the latest WikiLeaks thing. Now, anybody at all involved in any kind of blogging or Facebooking or Twittering or whatever, you have to be very, very careful what you say, because given what happened with the man who made that silly joke about Robin Hood Airport, you have to be very careful you don't get yourself into trouble. So on this issue of the WikiLeaks, I have decided, rather than to sort of rely on the Daily Mail or the Independent or whoever, both of whom are providing very high quality coverage of this story, I think it's best to go for the world's most respected and trusted broadcaster and news gatherer, which is the BBC. Okay, the BBC is providing impartial, balanced news. The BBC is, without a doubt, the best in the world. I would not rely on anybody else to provide me with an objective account of what's going on any issue. Okay? I've said that in the past, I'll say it again, I love the BBC. The BBC is number one. You can rely on them to give you both sides of any story, and they will go out of their way to avoid falling foul of any kind of laws or anything. Where very often the newspapers, you know, without sort of naming anybody, maybe have more of a concern over the readership than, you know, sort of what's right or wrong or whatever. But the BBC are doing an excellent job on covering this story of the WikiLeaks and what America really thinks of its friends. Quite a few things, quite a few revelations. I shall begin here. So I'm getting my news, most of it, from the BBC, because you can rely on the BBC to ensure that what comes out is of a public service nature. And it's not just sort of sensationalism and gossip. But there are a few interesting things which have come from this. I shall begin with a quote here about the concept, the idea of spying at the UN. International treaties ban the spying of officials at the UN. The 1946 UN Convention on Privileges and Immunities states the premises of the United Nations shall even be inviolable. That's a good word, isn't it, Pilar? The property and assets of the United Nations, wherever located and by whomsoever held, shall be immune from search, requisition, confiscation, expropriation, and any other form of interference, whether by executive, administrative, judicial, or legislative action. I think that is very, very important to keep in mind before we go any further.